Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're spending some time with us and listening from wherever on the planet you happen to be. We are getting relatively local today because we're going to be visiting with a returning guest. His name is Tyler Granger, and he is the author, if you will. He is, by the way, an author. He is the author and the creator and the entrepreneur behind something called the Windsor Heights Book Fair. And we'll talk about that and how this all got started and what's going on, when it is, where it is, everything about this. And by the way, he's also an entrepreneur, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. I mean, I find this gentleman amazing. Tyler, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
Okay, I just want to start out with, we're going to get to the book fair, but you and I have been chatting here prior to turning on the microphones. You're an amazing person. You know, you have a four-year-old daughter going to school pretty soon, and you have an Airbnb, and you have a full-time job, and you're doing the book fair, all this stuff, and you live in the village of Windsor Heights. I just find this amazing. You're a very busy man.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate to hear that, and I guess the credit goes to many of the Windsor Heights community leaders before me who have, you know, done a great job of making this into a really great community.
Yeah, well, it is a great community, and it's this gem right in the middle of the metro, a 750,000 person metro, and we're about 5,200 people in this little community of Windsor Heights, and it is wonderful. Talk to us a little bit. I hope you don't mind me going down this path, but I did not know until just moments ago that you have an Airbnb, and I want you to just tell me what you told me earlier off mic. Who finds you? How do they know this? What's going on? And what do they say about Windsor Heights when they stay there?
Well, thank you. That's a great question. And basically, my parents are retired teachers who own a small acreage in north central Iowa. And through a person that I knew, a property came available for a very great price, and my parents decided to buy it and remodel it. And one of the aspects that, you know, through the remodeling process, that when we had a guest bedroom open up, we decided to place it on Airbnb. And it's a fairly simple model of, you know, it's a in-home hotel.
Right.
And I keep the rates pretty affordable because the place is being remodeled. It's been under some construction. But basically, I've had a lot of travelers from all over.
Really?
The United States, the world. And being so close to the interstate, it's really catered to people that are just looking for a nice, quiet, affordable place that they can get a shower in bed and hit the interstate the next morning.
Wow.
And that's given me the opportunity to meet so many wonderful people.
I would
people.
Imagine so, yeah. And very different folks from different walks of life. Our guest is Tyler Granger, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into the Windsor Heights Book Fair now. Except, you're also an author. And so you've written a book, which is called
Iowa Trouble.
Yeah. What's this about?
Iowa Trouble is my memoir that I started writing in 2020 for my infant daughter. In case something were to happen to me, she would have a book of her father and family history and have something a little more about her dad. And basically, writing was a very healthy outlet for me during 2020.
Well, during the pandemic, yeah.
Yeah, basically I set a goal to write 400 words a day, and a lot of it didn't make it into the actual book because it was, you know, a lot of opinions and factoids, but I was able to craft and edit into a self-published book called Iowa Trouble. It's my memoir that I've been marketing ever since, and it's one of the books that you'll find at the second annual Windsor Heights Book Fair.
And your mother is also an author.
My mother is an author. I have a neighbor who's an author and a few other friends in the area that are authors. And that's how the Windsor Heights Book Fair came together. Was looking at, there's a lot of talented authors in Windsor Heights and in Central Iowa coming together to, you know, celebrate the local authors and do something good for the community, like a canned food drive.
Yeah. So this is going to be held when?
It is the first Sunday in October, so it'll be October 1st from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Masonic Lodge, right behind the Dairy Queen.
Right behind the Dairy Queen, which, by the way, is a favorite haunt of Senator Charles Grassley.
Which is great for marketing online because it's so infamous.
Yeah, it is.
It's right behind the infamous Dairy Queen in Windsor Heights.
What do you get at the, what does he say? Something about...
You know what happens, you know what, happens at the Windsor Heights Dairy Queen, and the internet did what they did.
They certainly did. Yeah, I was just in Washington D.C. A couple of months ago, and we brought him dilly bars from the Windsor Heights Dairy Queen.
I'm sure he greatly appreciated
it. Yeah, they were still frozen. We put them in dry ice, you know, and you know, just hey, here you go, Senator. So let's talk a little bit. What is the genesis behind the Windsor Heights Book Fair? Why do you do this?
Well, you know, Windsor Heights has been a very great community to me, and a lot of, you know, the guests that I've had have said the same thing, that they've really enjoyed their stay. And a lot of this comes out of the pandemic, where writing was, you know, a release. And also with the pandemic, we saw how bad food insecurity became.
Yes.
But then when the pandemic, you know, started to end, the food insecurity did not.
Correct.
And so this was a way to give back while, you know, celebrating some of the local authors that are in the area.
And what does it cost for somebody to attend this?
Well, we are, you know, for attendees, it's just a free will donation. They're welcome to bring in, you know, their used books, a grocery sack of canned goods, cash or free will donations. And we ask the same of the authors to donate a book and canned goods.
So this is you're doing. This is amazing. So you're getting books that you can then repurpose to other people, as well as getting donations of canned goods, like a local food drive. You have a big heart, Tyler Granger.
Well, I appreciate it, and I got to say thank you for having me, because this does help get the word out to keep costs low. You know, we have aimed for a very organic marketing plan, and one of the marketing plans is having, you know, very talented authors, you know, help spread the word. One of our first guests that are returning are becoming a new author is
Abana Imhotep.
Yeah, a returning guest of yours.
Yes, she was just on the Business News Hour a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she is a tremendous go-getter, a tremendous author, just a great speaker, and we're so happy to have her because she has a really great children's book, Omari's Big Tree and the Mighty Djembe.
Yeah.
My daughter loves it.
She was on with us not too long ago, and she autographed a copy for me. I thoroughly enjoyed it as an adult, and I can see so many parallels between Abana and the characters in the book. It really is quite fascinating, and what a hopeful piece of work that she's done.
Yeah, and so we're very lucky to have her and you know, a dozen new authors coming on board. We also have some returning authors. One of them is Kay Fenton Smith and Carol McGarvey. They were guests of Beaverdale Books, who is a partner with us.
Beaverdale Books, they are just fantastic people.
Fantastic. And we're so happy to have them because they have a table of Beaverdale Books of local authors, and then a table of guest authors, children's authors, contemporary adult authors. Returning, Kay Fenton Smith and Carol McGarvey, they were guests of the Beaverdale Books. They're returning as feature authors. Well, they'll be there for the entire day. And their book is really great, Baking Blue Ribbons.
This is amazing. Okay, go ahead and say, I'm sorry I stepped on you there, but tell us the title of this and what it's about.
Certainly. This is one of my favorite books. It's Baking Blue Ribbons. It is a cookbook history book. One of just filled with Iowa nostalgia. It, you know, Kay Fenton Smith was a blue ribbon winner who submitted several entries to the Iowa State Fair, and Carol McGarvey was a longtime judge of Iowa food competitions. Together, they have compiled just several news articles to tell the history, and it tells the history of the Iowa State Fair, history of Iowa, history of culinary in the Midwest.
It is remarkable. I just thumbed through this, and this goes back to 1880s and 1890s with the birth of something called brownies, for crying out loud. Who knew? And that Iowa appeared in Chicago at the Chicago World Exhibition. I had no idea.
The birthplace of the Scotcheroo. And
right.
The ingredients tell a history of the people.
And of the time.
Yeah.
It is a fascinating read. And again, I spent just 6 minutes or so thumbing through it going, holy buckets, this is something that's really valuable. And for those of you who are historical nerds, like I tend to be, get one of these. And if you love the Iowa State Fair, learn about so many things that are food related. Nice stuff.
Yeah, and this is a fantastic book because it's proceeds of the profits of the book go to the Iowa State Fair culinary expansion.
Oh.
So they do a lot of good through their donations, and she does a lot of great demonstrations all throughout Iowa. You know, making great food and telling history. It's just fantastic. So yeah. We're happy to have them.
And you brought another book. This is also near and dear to you. This is your mother's book.
Yes, thank you so much for having my mother last year on the
podcast. Oh, she was fantastic.
That was a fantastic birthday present to come on and be able to talk about her book. She's returning with her fourth book, The Scarlet Red, the fourth book in the Redwood Frontier series.
And this is historical romance series.
Yeah, my mom is a retired teacher, and, you know, writing and publishing has been, you know, her passion. And it's, you know, great to have so many different authors from almost every genre.
And this book fair, not only local authors, are you bringing authors from around Iowa as well?
Yeah, so we have a healthy mix. You know, we really started in Windsor Heights and started to expand out. You know, we have authors coming from Waterloo, different authors from southern Iowa, northern Iowa. So it's been a great process of inviting, you know, we would like an author to represent this genre, trying to be diverse in, you know, literature, but age. We wanted to really be representative of central Iowa and demographics. And so being able to reach out to so many different authors and saying, hey, is this something that you'd like to be a part of? The responses have been great.
I'm sure they are, because this is an opportunity for so many people to gather together in a very relaxed atmosphere, I must say, and meet the authors and have discussions, photograph opportunities, and everything. My guest is Tyler Granger, ladies and gentlemen. This is a labor of love that he does. The admission cost is, you know, a free will offering, a book perhaps, and a sack of groceries, canned goods that they can donate to a local food bank. When again is this? So that we, I want to mention this, it'll also be in the write-up that we do for the radio blog, but when?
So yeah, the second annual Windsor Heights Book Fair is on the first Sunday in October.
Got it.
Which is October 1st, and it'll be from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Masonic Lodge behind the infamous
Dairy Queen in downtown, I should say, Windsor Heights. This really is remarkable, and I'm so proud that this is the second annual, and you're expanding your reach. You said folks from Waterloo are coming, and I think that's wonderful, because this broadcast is on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo. So that, you know, why not? We should have some fun with that as well. Thank you, Tyler, and congratulations. I've learned and respect you so much that you do this, because literacy is so very important, especially, you know, we don't do politics on the News Hour, but for crying out loud, I asked Abena, she's writing a second book, by the way, and I said, well, did this book get banned in Iowa? And she said, no, but my next one probably will be. So she's an activist, I should say that, and she's a wonderful person, and you'll have the opportunity to meet her at the Windsor Heights Book Fair the first Sunday in October.
Yeah, well, thank you. And, you know, considering that what this, you know, a big aim of this is to be the celebration of books,
yes,
the celebration of authors, and it's very fitting for Windsor Heights. We've seen the success with the Knights in the Heights. People love coming to Windsor Heights, and the book fair was very fitting for this community and the authors who are really helping us put this on.
Yeah, and it's so easy to get here because we are in the heart of it all, as they say, a community of just over 5,200 people, smack dab in the middle of the greater Des Moines metro. Tyler, thanks so very much for being with us again, and we will share this widely. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much again for having me.
Once again, that's the voice of Tyler Granger, the founder of the Windsor Heights Book Fair. Want to find out more about that? All you have to do is check him out on Facebook. Just type in Windsor Heights Book Fair and you're there. Or you could also check him out at Tyler Granger. That is a wrap for today for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Tyler Granger, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.